Within the past 12 months in the UFC, there's been a lot happening at the top of the divisions, and majority of the titles have changed hands. We witnessed Israel Adesanya lose and regain his title against one of the most intimidating men in combat sports in Alex Pereira. Sean O'Malley has recently become the new bantamweight champion by defeating Aljamain Sterling, and we have witnessed the return of Jon Jones, who took his place as the new heavyweight champion and cementing himself as one of the greatest fighters of all time. We also saw the likes of Leon Edwards, Alexandra Pantoja, and Alexa Grasso become newly crowned champions. With each division becoming more competitive and with dominant champions coming to the end of their reigns, this leaves rising contenders seeking the opportunity to get their hands on gold. This is Jamie from Full Reptile, and today we are discussing our top 5 rated fighters who we believe have the potential of becoming future champions within the UFC. Number 5, Muhammad Mokaev. Mokaev was seen as a hot prospect on the amateur scene for a long time, holding an impressive 23-0 record and winning both European and world titles before making his pro MMA debut, fighting with Brave back in 2020. Mokaev continued his impressive run and maintained his unbeaten MMA record throughout his time in the Middle East. In November of 2021, Mokaev joined the UFC and was scheduled to fight Cody Durden at UFC London in March of 2022. Again, Mokaev impressed on the big stage, securing that win with a first round submission, instantly becoming a favourite amongst the British MMA community. Mokaev has impressed ever since joining the UFC, and since his spectacular debut, he's fought a further 3 times with finishes over his last 2 opponents. His last appearance being at UFC 286, where he defeated Yafel Fiyo in the final round and escaping a fight finishing submission in the process. This win put Mokaev at number 11 in the UFC flyweight rankings, and he is set to return at UFC 294 against his toughest opponent yet, number 9 ranked Tim Elliott. With a win over Tim Elliott, this could shoot Mokaev up the flyweight rankings and potentially get him a top 5 ranked opponent next, and ever so closer to that UFC flyweight title. Before we go any further, this video is brought to you by AG1. Start your day right with AG1, the daily foundational nutrition supplement that supports whole body health. If you're tired of taking so many supplements, this is the single solution that supports the entire body and covers your nutritional bases every day. Better gut health, energy boost, immune system support, all in one drink that tastes great. So go to drinkag1.com/outlawed or click the link below and you'll receive a year's free supply of vitamin D3 and K2 plus 5 free travel packs. Don't miss out and take charge of your health today. Number 4, Erin Blanchfield. A fastly rising contender within the UFC women's flyweight division, who is currently on a 9-fight winning streak, with 6 of those victories coming in the UFC since making her debut back in 2021 against Sarah Alpar. Her impressive grappling skills have been far too much to handle for the majority of her opponents of late. Before her most recent decision win against Tyler Santos at UFC Singapore, she was coming off 2 impressive finishes over fan favourite Molly McCann at UFC 281 in Madison Square Garden and former strawweight champion Jessica Andrade. With only being 24 years old, her chances of becoming the youngest female UFC champion ever are highly likely. And currently sitting at number 2 in the rankings and having her sights set on gold, she is the most likely candidate for a title shot after the exciting rematch between Alexa Grasso and Valentina Shevchenko, who are set to face off for the second time in September. Number 3, Ilia Topuria. Remaining undefeated and coming off a dominant victory over Josh Emmett, it's no secret that Topuria is one of the favourites to be the next title contender for the featherweight belt. Topuria has really showed the MMA world his superb boxing and grappling and ability to be one of the most well-rounded fighters on the roster. El Matador and Volkanovski have already faced off after the champ's most recent win over Yair Rodriguez, which led fans to believe that this is the most likely matchup for both fighters next. Of course, Topuria would be facing one of the best fighters on the planet in Alexander Volkanovski, who seems to have left himself with no one else to face in the featherweight division. But as we expect, Volkanovski potentially has bigger plans to have another attempt at the lightweight belt before defending his featherweight belt once more. Despite the talks of a title shot next, we have yet to see Ilia face off against other top contenders within that division, the likes of Max Holloway, Brian Ortega, and Yair Rodriguez. So there is potential that he will need to kick down a few more doors before being matched up for a world title next. Number 2, Tom Aspinall. Since joining the UFC, Tom has impressed each and every time he's stepped in the octagon. He has become an unstoppable force within the heavyweight division and looks to be one of the favourites to one day become heavyweight champion. Before his current run in the UFC, Aspinall was offered a UFC contract when joining with European promotion Cage Warriors, but did not feel he was ready to fight for the promotion at that time. But after two fast victories, he then signed with the UFC and made his debut against Jake Collier during the pandemic. Since then, Tom has now finished all six of his UFC victories, with five coming in the first round, despite suffering a knee injury in his matchup against Curtis Blaydes in 2022. This was certainly a setback for Tom, but after making a full recovery, he appeared again to headline at London's O2 in July of this year, only to put on a magnificent performance against top contender Marcin Tybura. Now taking his place in the top five of the heavyweight division, and having his eyes set on former title challenger Cyril Gane, we expect that title shot sometime in the near future. Number 1. Khamzat Chimaev. Probably one of the most talked about UFC fighters without a belt around his waist. Chimaev has been stirring up the UFC since joining back in 2020, dominating all of his opponents and making top fighters look like they don't belong with him in the cage. Finally, back in 2022, at UFC 273, he had his biggest test yet against top contender Gilbert Burns. This was one of the best fights of the year, and this showed fans that he can compete at the highest level of the division, but also showed that he can be tested against that level of opponent. Of late, there has been some uncertainty of whether Khamzat will carry on competing within the welterweight division. After missing weight ahead of his scheduled fight against Nate Diaz at UFC 279, that fight was cancelled, and Khamzat went on to fight Kevin Holland, who he finished in the first round in impressive fashion. After a one-year layoff, Chimaev is now scheduled to move up to middleweight and fight former title challenger Paulo Costa at UFC 294. Whatever weight class and whatever opponent Chimaev comes up against, we can always expect big things from the Wolf. Thanks for watching. We hope you enjoyed the video. Please give us a like and subscribe. And if there are any fighters you think have the potential to be champion in the future, please let us know in the comments below. Thanks, and see you next time.